You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Before we start today, a quick PSA.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Pesticides, habitat destruction, and hunting nearly drove the bald eagle, our national symbol, to extinction. After DDT was banned in the 1970s, bald eagles dramatically recovered and in 1995 were moved from endangered to threatened status. Last year, eaglet numbers doubled in Pennsylvania and increased 25% in Maryland. Craig Coppe, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, said, "It is truly remarkable to witness the eagle's resurgence in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. However, the real challenge comes now. It's going to be a balancing act to maintain adequate habitat for bald eagles in the midst of human population growth and development pressures."
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
The Sierra Club. Very interesting. I'm checking the files here. Seems that was made in 2018, so that, you know, that information's a little out of date. Excuse me. So, you're listening to Acoustic Smoothie, where we take all your favorites, all your least favorites, and we just mix them up and see how the internet completely chews them up and blends them and yada 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 yada. For people that do tune in, you know, you know the intro. Anyway, for those tuning in, anyway, it's a terrible intro. For the past few weeks, I've been doing a few episodes where I just listen to one album and, you know, I give my thoughts on it. Last week it was Amy Rose by Kakola, and 2 weeks before that it was Person Pitch by Panda Bear. These albums I've never listened to before, but this album, this is Piracy's Menu by Galactic Hole. This is probably one of my favorite Plunderphonics albums ever. Like, I'd say it rivals The Avalanches Since I Left You. This is like the internet distilled. This is creativity distilled. Somehow out of, I don't know how many, somehow out of just sampling other people's music, Galactic Hole has created one beautiful, amazing, just cohesive whole. And there is a spreadsheet that that he has made. And according, if this is accurate, this album samples about 2,711 different it has 2,711 different songs. That is insane. That is so much music that I have no idea how you even begin to start making something like that. Like, according to this, the average number of samples per track is 208 and a half. Half a sample? I don't know. But really, I've been talking too much. This is the very first, this is the intro track. This is Ask Your Parents' Permission Before Going Online. It is just under 2 minutes, but it should give a really good sampler for those that are curious at what this sound is. And for those that somehow really, really hate internet music, rah, join in, hop on, here it is.
This is our first and last time ever opening with this song, and some of you will get that joke.
Let me first say, I'm a bit of an internet junkie.
Y'all already know what it is, man.
Rated E10, rated 10 and up.
Ask your parents permission before going online.
Going in.
For any of our viewers who have access to internet, we invite your comments.
Ask your parents to call your local cable or satellite company.
Dude, go take a shower.
You've been lying.
Get that motherfucker.
you upload this.
Let's go.
I say, hold on.
You really think someone would do that?
Life's hard enough as it is. You don't want to cry anymore.
This is goofy.
And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Get out of here.
Let's go.
Okay.
And that was it. That was the entire song. That was like an energy shot of just everything. That's really what I love about this album. It's such an eclectic mix. That's a word that I use a lot on this show. Eclectic. But it's such an eclectic but cohesive mix of things. Like, I'm scrolling through this. This is Lasagna Cat. This is Jake Paul. This is the Chronicles of Narnia. This is Regular Show. And that was just in like the first few seconds. Yeah. So this album, it essentially covers the themes of the internet, I suppose. I'm not really sure. But every song, if I'm remembering the video that I watched that Galactic Hole did on this video, on this album, every song kind of focuses around a singular idea. And of course, this is the internet. A lot of the songs sampled in here is, you know, the web or like internet culture, you know, like Minecraft or like parodies and YouTube poops and stuff like that. It's beautiful. Really, I feel like this is just kind of the essential thing of the album. The music video as well, it is insane. Like, the whole album is kind of edited to the music, and I would say, you know, it is a treat to watch, because, you know, Galactic Hole has been, or used to make a bunch of music, and has just been repeatedly refining their craft. Amazing, amazing work. Anyway, up next, this is Soulseek Ninja Warrior, also by Galactic Hole. I'm not exactly sure what the theme is here, but, I mean, hey, it's good.
Have you heard of them?
Crate digging.
I don't think I would listen to that.
We have now locked you up in your right speaker.
That was, yeah, that was Soulseek Ninja Warrior. It was a lot. That's a lot. This might be too much to dump on y'all. Oh my goodness. It's a very intense album, I'd say. Like, very active listening. Very crispy. Very crunchy sonic palette, though. I did enjoy that metal breakdown at the end. It was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I mean, yeah, it's good. Up next, this is Drum Break... Sorry, say this five times fast. Drum Break Brain Rot. Drum Break Brain Rot. Yeah, there we go. Hello? Okay, here we go.
Let the bass kick.
That was Drum Break Brain Rot. Sorry. Oh my goodness. Yeah, really. What, you know, these past two songs, Soul Seek Ninja Warrior, Drum Break Brain Rot. I mean, really, this is just kind of par for the course, you know, for this album, I would say. I don't know. I'm realizing that, you know, talking about this album, it's really hard to say things about some of these. It's just like, that was good. I do enjoy how this is this takes a lot more of a calmer sound. Like, it's still chaotic, but it's a reserved chaotic, you know? The void, the swirling mass is contained inside the cube. It's beautiful. Yeah. I'm looking at the spreadsheet for this song. I really can't figure out a cohesive theme for this. It seems to be song and music, which is, hey, I like that. A lot of the songs sampled seem to have the name, song, or melody, or sound, or like beat, or music in the title, which I, you know, hey, that's really nice. It's really cool. Yeah. Up next, this is Goofball Activity. This is a 3-minute track, and this seems to be, the theme of this seems to be friends and friendship. So, you know, you've got Gucci Mane, Madonna, Skrillex, No Doubt, Tyler the Creator, Portugal the Man, Grateful Dead, Ludacris, Rembrandts, Animal Collective. That's so much. There's so much in here. I should stop talking. This is Goofball Activity, and you know what? After that, I'm going to let it play into Steez and Rappers right afterwards. Here it is.
One, two, three. I got a slip. If you need a freak, throw it out and come back. If you need a freak, throw it out and come back. If you need a freak, throw it out and come back. If you need a freak,
honey, I'm home.
If you need a freak, throw it out and come back.
Give me that.
If you need a freak, throw it out and come back. If you need a freak, throw it out and come back.
Hold up,
get me down.
go without and come back.
Hold up.
Some pippin', man.
Break.
That was, that was Steez and Rappers by Galactic Hole. For those just tuning in, this is Piracy's Menu by Galactic Hole, one of my personal favorite Plunderphonics albums of the decade, and possibly of all time. That song, Steez and Rappers, it really did seem to focus around, the culture of skateboarding a lot. Probably the most hip-hop, the most rap song on this entire album. Hip-hop, big beat, whatever you want to call it. Just all the scratches and just all the drum breaks just really rub my brain in the right way. It's too good. It is too good. I do enjoy just like how it feels like it's just breakdown after breakdown after breakdown, and it's just mwah, amazing. And I will be honest, though, that main hook 2 songs ago off of Goofball Activity, like, been a neat freak, I don't know the words, but it's just, it's really good. My goodness. The video for this is also equally intriguing of a watch. It's just, like, it feels like a fever dream, just cutting in between a million different stuff. Yeah. Speaking of cutting between a million different stuff, up next on the album is Long Forgotten Shreds of Shared Existences Piled Deep in Abandoned Forums and Unavailable Comment Hive Minds. Very, very long title. Pretty apt, though. The samples on this, and really just the entire message of this specific album, this specific song, does seem to be, you know, love. All of the songs in here is love, heart, hugs. Actually, I'm not seeing that much hugs, but it's love and hearts. And, you know, you love that. It's beautiful. As a side tangent, I did actually sample this specific song, The Long Forgotten Shreds, on one of my mega mashes 2 years ago. That was an amazing time, you know? So, before I keep yapping further, this is Long Forgotten Shreds of Shared Existences. And right after that, this is probably the longest song on the album. This is 4 minutes long. Right after that, it's Manly Body and the Infinite Soreness. But here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, I said I would play Manly Body in the Infinite Soreness, but I really do want to talk about this song. I feel like it's kind of really the emotional core of this whole album. It's fast. It's jittery. It's a 1,000 samples coming at you. Well, 100 samples coming at you. But at the same time, it's very meditative. It's directional, I'd say. At risk of sounding super pretentious, but it's just, it feels warm in a beautiful way, but also kind of cold. I mean, that is kind of what the internet is. It's a very warm place, but at the end of the day, it's your cold. It's just you and your cold screen. Wow. I can't get over this song. It's too good. Even if there are little kind of wonky parts, I will say. I don't want to trash this album. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, this is Manly Body and the Infinite Soreness. Coming up.
Flip that shit on side B. It gets greater later. Check it.
Hello.
Okay, let's begin.
Come on, let's work.
We're going to start with a short warm-up.
Come on, let's work.
We're all gonna work out together today.
Come on, let's work.
Get on your happy feet and let's do it.
Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
Ready for some back rubs here.
Yeah. So, if y'all can tell by the title, that is kind of more, I guess, exercise focused. I feel like I'm starting to kind of really get the emotional core. But yeah, a lot of the songs sampled on that, you know, work, muscle, flex, lift. Rawr, exercise. It's good though. I love that kind of, I'm not gonna say Jersey club, but footwork, I guess. That's what Rate Your Music calls this album. Footwork, ghetto tech. Not sure if I've ever heard of that genre, but footwork, yes. It's very like, it's something that you want to move to. Yeah. Speaking of moving, why don't we power slide? Which is the half of the name of the next song. This is Shopping Cart Power Slide. This is a bunch of songs taken from your fridge. By which I mean songs with, you know, food in the title. It's awesome. And coming after that is Good Good for Your Good Good, which I will, you know, let that play out. Here we go. Shopping Cart Power Slide.
Ready for some back rubs here.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to pause that. I will say, I am playing this off of the YouTube mix of this. So this is one continuous mix, which is why kind of the transitions are a little why the transitions are so smooth and why when I chop them off, they kind of sound a little wonky. But yeah. Anyway, shopping cart power slide. Here we go.
Many people become confused when they're using their microwave oven. Today I'm going to show you how to use the microwave successfully.
Is it edible?
Good.
That was Good Good for Your Good Good. Very YTP title. Yeah. I mean, again, like I've said, this album. Excuse me, I had to cough and I didn't want to cough on. Well, never mind. This song, it draws from a bunch of songs named Good, Great, Sweet, and Awesome. And isn't that Good, Great, Sweet, and Awesome? But yeah, like I've been saying, this is a very, I'd say, warm album. I talked earlier a little bit about the kind of balance between warm and cold, but I mean, really, it's just, you know, it's warm. It's like a hug, like a warm hug that I can really say. It's good, good for your good, good. A little bit earlier also, Shopping Cart Power Slide, crazy video, crazy music video. It was just a compilation of 5 minutes crafts videos, but without any of the introductions or endings. So it was just unhinged steps of someone shoving a block of cheese into a chicken and crunching Doritos chips over it. Scary. I don't know if it's good, but it's scary. Up next, this is The Solace of 4-3. This seems to be a lot of video games, and we love our video games. Really, I think this is very, very much about video games, actually. I mean, 4-3, classic video game aspect ratio, and I would say like 95% of the samples in this song, 95% of the samples in this song seem to be all from video games, except for Death Grips, Lord of the Game. Amazing. But yeah, this is The Solace of 4-3. And right after that, White Boy Summer Clearance Event extended through Labor Day only. The name of the song. It's a very short song. Up next, this is 116.
Now like that.
Right, right.
Drop the top and grind, mix. It gets to
you know it's like that.
Right, right.
Oh, yes. Well, it's like that. You know it's like that.
Right, right. Drop the top. You get the gets to
you know it's like that.
Right, right.
Go.
That was the next next song on the album. But you just heard White Boy Summer Clearance Event extended through Labor Day only. I know the that transition from Solace of 4-3 into White Boy Summer Clearance Event, very, very good. I mean, yeah. That's what, I mean, I don't know what else I can say. We're kind of wrapping up on this album now. Pretty fast, actually. Yeah. That was the third to last song, and I mean, very poignant too, the music video especially. The music video kind of depicts a bunch of, you know, very quote-unquote nostalgic scenes of, you know, outdoors, forests, lakes running from anime, but like superimposes a bunch of like footage in the background of, I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of different baseball games. There is definitely some kind of symbolism going on there, you know, like the distraction of technology from the natural world. But then, I mean, what does it mean when, you know, the quote-unquote natural world is, you know, fake and drawn while that distraction is, you know, real and happening, I guess. It's very interesting. There's, like, two levels of artifice here, or distraction. Yeah, that one's crazy. And I especially like the name, White Boy Summer Clearance Event. So true. Yeah, that was amazing. Oh, I didn't even talk about the theme of this. Previous song, Solace of 4-3, really good. I just loved, like, you know, I'm sure this is probably happening for a lot of other people listening to this, but, you know, my brain's just firing like, oh, I recognize that. Ooh, I recognize that. Oh, I recognize that. Yeah, and especially happened on the Portal song. But, you know, especially with video games, you know. But this past song, White Boy Summer, that is, you know, summer, really. It's, I'm dying, guys. That was summertime, the heat, day, bright, warming up outside. And I actually think that it's great. I especially like the clipping cameo at the very beginning. This actually kind of contrasts with the next song on the album. This is 2:67 a.m. This seems to be a lot more of dreams, you know, sleeping. Because lots of these songs sampled darkness, nighttime, dreams, rest. Oh my goodness, James Ferraro's on this. We covered him before. Amazing. Yeah. So, there is a dualism going on. Daytime, nighttime, and then quitting? My goodness. That's the last song. But anyway, this is 2:67. I'm just going to play it by itself, talk about it, and then, you know, play out the last song on the album. But, yeah.
universal, they've been reciting, reciting, reciting.
Almost like that, eh?
Two words for you, kid.
Come on, come on.
It has been a good amount of time since I've listened through this whole album through, and I completely forgot that that song sounded like that. I was honestly expecting something, you know, kind of more meditative earlier, like, you know, Long Forgotten Shreds. It's still pretty good. I mean, I can't really say much. I will say that tiny sliver of Sleep Dealer by 10 Tricks Point Never, boing, mine go off. And also, that James Ferraro sample, very good. Yeah, I mean, really, yeah. Before I play this last song, I guess I do want to talk about, you know, Galactic Hole a little bit. We've only got 7 minutes. Oh my goodness. But Galactic Hole has been a mashup artist that I really look up to. I think a lot of his stuff has, you know, really inspired me. And, you know, watching him kind of grow from, you know, just memeing and whatever, going into this very I need to get a better word than eclectic, but very grow into his own niche, really. It is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing. And, you know, if Galactic Hole ever finds this somehow, thank you for just making beautiful stuff. On Piracy's menu itself, there is a sample breakdown of just the first song. And I mean, I remember watching this thing and being just utterly taken aback at how dense and layered, yet cohesive, and like how well everything goes together. It is crazy how well he makes this work. I do enjoy that the apparently Piracy's menu is a anagram of the word Epicureanism, which, according to Wikipedia, is, I guess, a kind of hedonism, as in seeking pleasure, but it's more so of the absence of pain and fear and the advocacy of a simple life, which, I mean, hey, I guess in contrast to the internet is, you know, really deep. Anyway, this is the last song off the album, and the last song of the show. This is Are You Sure You Want to Quit by Piracy's Menu. This has been Acoustic Smoothie with me, your DJ, DJ A. Villegas. And just like what's been done on this album, go out there, go take, go listen to music, go take what you love, put it together, and, you know, just do what you want with it and make something beautiful. Anyway, Galactic Hole, Piracy's Menu, Are You Sure You Want to Quit? Here we go.
Cool, huh?
It's really cool.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything. The internet gave us a whole world of exciting new possibilities.
Having the internet in our home has had a great impact on our lives.
They got more stuff than you can imagine.
And the search engines will show us all the millions of pages of websites and chat lines and games and everything? It's all right here at your fingertips.
Where the hell do we start with all of this art?
And we turn to a fight over how to police pirated media on the internet.
Get out of here! Cut up! Hey!
Yep.
And television screens all around you, all playing something completely different.
Okay, today we'll show you both sides of the net, what it's like being a user of its vast information resources, and what it's like being an information provider on the internet. Now, one of the most interesting uses of the net is to self-publish your own artistic creations. And that includes not just words and pictures, but also music.
The content is endless.
Yo! So, did you learn anything important today?
Are you kidding? I can't go another day without the internet.
Wow.
That was sick.
Funding for this program was made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by annual financial support from viewers like you.
This is our first and last time ever opening with this song, and some of you will get that joke.
Let me first say I'm a bit of an internet junkie.
Y'all already know what it is, man.
Rated E10, rated 10 and up.
Ask your parents permission before going online.
Going in.
For any of our viewers who have access to internet, we invite your comments.
Ask your parents to call your local cable or satellite company.
Go take a shower.
You've been
This is WMCFM College Park.